sounds like pretty complex stuff. I don't know what it's going to lead to. I don't know if it's top security information or not, but we'll just sort of take a chance here. Listen to this interesting stuff. Pea brains is an actual part of the body. I don't know what they are, peptide bond, polypeptide something. So we asked this, so let's see what they say.
Judy said something about plasma membrane is important in tagging polypeptides. That's the sticky. It's what we said about the pea brain.
Wait a second. You're confusing polypeptide with insane in the pea brain. There's a difference. Uh-huh. It's two different sentences. Now, if you want to string them together, you certainly can and you certainly may. But when you're talking about the pea brain, that would be at a tachyonic influence of a polypeptide bond. Now, does a pea brain affect polypeptide bonding? Yes, and we can prove that. Do you know scotch tape? Okay, you tape something. It sticks. Mm-hmm. It sticks it together. Okay, mm-hmm. You take it off. You peel it off. Then you mm-hmm. stick it back. And does it stick still? Maybe.
Less.
Most likely. And
then
you do it again and again and again. And tachyonically, it makes scotch tape lose its stickiness. And you say, no, Ion. What you're saying is that other things get bound to the polypeptide bond of the stickiness that makes it no longer attractive to its space or surface. And that's not at all the case, because there are the occasions where tape can continue to be sticky, depending mm-hmm. on the polypeptide relegated position of its connection and or conductivity. The proof of that is sometimes in packaging, you don't buy shit at the store, so you may not know, but they'll make a thing where it's got a sticky on it, and if it's a slick, like an aluminish, like piece of cellophane mm-hmm. thing, mm-hmm. it'll mm-hmm. stick and stick and stick and stick and stick and stick and stick.
Right.
You finish the whole bag and it'll still stick. That's the point. See, if it doesn't work every single time, then it's problematic, you see.
So a pea brain is about polypeptide bonding, holding stickiness?
Cohesion. Cohesion. Polypeptide cohesion. And if you'd had that in your sentence, you could have put it to bed.
Mm-hmm. And is that of any importance in any of the work we're doing at this moment?
It will. Not today, but it will.
I don't know about polypeptide, but mm-hmm. probably in Glastic, eh?
No, more. Since we've now obfuscated Bob's position of anti-gravity, since we've said that cannot be, it's ridiculous. It ain't happening, never, under ever, any circumstances. The polypeptide arrangement is what you'll use when you have the stick that affects the neutrinos in mass that make it lighter so you can move huge, massive objects with the stick the same way they used in the building of the pyramids of moving those 20-ton blocks around mm-hmm. like they were ice water. Same way. Now, you're not even broached neutrinos yet, but you will. You can, and it will apply. But you're right. Don't get lost in your own position.
Something about phoenix and carbon rises from the ashes. When it rises, is it still carbon-based?
No. If it rises, it's not carbon-based. It's carbon. The phoenix that rises out of the ashes, well, therefore, the phoenix is carbon. It's not like carbon. It is carbon.
In pea brain, the pea stands for plasma. And is the plasma membrane the interplay?
It depends. It depends on how you apply it. Is it an outcome, or is it used to describe a process that is not yet that you want to be? So if you apply it that way, that's like meteor, meteorite. Same conversation, just depends on the predication. There it is again. Bob just loves predication, or maybe non-physical does.
And a pea brain, I mean, if it's just polypeptides, that implies it can be anywhere in the body.
Well, it already is anywhere in the body. You just don't know it. That's how you shift from world to world and don't notice it. Carolyn's come into a position where now she's starting to lay out constructs to validate multi or intra-world travel.
You mean the chemistry of it?
Well, the specifics of it, yeah.
Yeah, the specifics of the body parts. Like the pea brain is involved with slippage.
This polypeptide arrangement is something that allows movement. Is the anti-gravity part of this pea brain interworld travel?
No anti-gravity.
What we talked about, the neutrino business, is that applied in this interworld travel as well?
Yes.
Okay, so the polypeptide arrangement that will stick and affect the neutrinos, I'll go back and look at that, but that's pretty effing amazing.
What's amazing is the chemistry of it.
Well, that there is chemistry that we can talk about, that it's here, but we're...
And they can even gauge pea brains if they really look close, if they can figure out how it applies to what you call, if you're to analyze what you know as an EEG.
Electroencephalogram.
They can gauge it if they analyze it.
So if someone is sleeping, and we know sleeping is just going interworld, then that can be picked up on an EEG?
EEG, yes, yes.
So what do they think is happening on the EEG now during sleep that they don't know?
They have no idea.
Okay, I'll look into that and then have a whole topic on that.
Now, there's two applications. You have what you call the egg view or the EEG view, and then you have the LOC 3D. The image data, you can locate electrodes for CT data. And when you compare them, the visualization or the analysis application, which has facilities to display the EEG mapped, so that'll give you the spatial coordinates, and that output's from the LOC 3D. You'll find all that.
Do you mean the spatial coordinates?
Do.
Okay, then... Actually, I had a whole bunch of stuff on endoplasmic reticulum. I'm just going to ditch that. Not questions, but just kind of research on it. The Golgi apparatus, it had a lot to do with the mitosis aspect of chromosome division, etc. Any point in getting more information on that, Golgi apparatus?
Well, before you go there, don't forget to give specific notice to the repository for pea brain. That may help you sift that out, just because it's not where you'd see it. But if you look for it, you'll find it. It won't give you a whole lot of answers, but it damn sure will give you some good questions.
Repository. It's like where they think it is or where
it... There you go.
Where?
It's a bad story of the is's and the aren't's.